Kansas is full of beauty. Sweeping open spaces, the craggy gypsum hills, the tallgrass prairie. But there are also many quiet places that you have to seek out. On this month's Hidden Kansas, Lou Ann Stevens tells us about one of them.
Hi there, welcome.
Three.
Okay.
The Bartlett Arboretum in Tiny Bell Plain, about 15 miles south of Wichita, is full of visitors today. They're here for Art at the Arb, an annual event with around 60 artists and craftsmen.
Thank you. I mean, we'll take your money. I enjoy you guys.
There's a lot to enjoy. Aside from the beauty of the Arboretum, there are food stands and a stage with live music. But when it's not hosting an event, the Bartlett Arboretum has a very different feel.
It is an oasis. It's a secret garden. We like it that way. We like it that it's a little bit off the beaten track.
That's Robin Macy, steward and owner.
People walk in here and usually are gobstopped and fairly surprised that they are in Kansas and not North Carolina or heaven. I would say, no, you haven't died and gone to heaven. You really are in Kansas.
The landscape is lush, and paths wind past the stately house, a gazebo, through the groves and flower beds. It's tulip time, and to say there's a riot of color is not overstating it. Pinks and purples, reds, and bright orange blooms.
And these are called giant orange sunrise. They're 90 cents a piece. We will pull those and save those. Yes. They're so beautiful.
There are at least 40,000 of these tulips, joined by flowering bushes and trees.
This is your Betsy Ross lilac right there. It smells fabulous. Stick your nose in there if you want. Yeah.
Fabulous indeed. The Arboretum was started in 1910 by Dr. Walter Bartlett. By the time Robin purchased it in the late 90s, it had dozens of varieties of trees, many of them state champions, which means they're the largest on record. We cross a bridge over a small pond. It's more park-like here, flowers accenting the trees and grassy areas, a large open lawn with a stage at one end for summer concerts, and close by, an old depot that's been converted into a space for indoor concerts throughout the year.
This is a little more organic and willy-nilly, and that's a little more fussy back there. We planted 12,000 daffodils in the back meadow.
Other than Robin and her husband, Ken White, the Arboretum is maintained mostly by volunteers. Robin calls them the Soil Sisters and Brothers.
The power of place can unify us. We just kind of check our politics, our religion, our opinions at the gate, and we kind of come in here and we find solace and we unify over this common thing that brings us all together. And you would never know there's a divisiveness in the world. And I guess it's just sort of a metaphor for how maybe the world could be.
For The Range, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.